And we are no strangers to the Sydney art world here. But never before have we covered a gallery quite like this one, dubbed Invisible Art Space by its founder, Cath O'Donnell. The pop-up gallery, which isn't so pop-up anymore, in Balmain, aims to showcase, and I quote, digital, immaterial, immersive, conceptual, experimental, speculative art. Currently on display is a work of incredible artist, Mark Fatchin. I'm joined by the pair now, before he starts laughing. How are you both, Kath and Mark?
Oh, very good. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, how are you?
It's a pleasure.
Very kind intro. Yeah.
Very kind. We like to be kind here.
Yes.
So I'm just going to play some scattered order behind us to get the digital thing happening in the background, okay? If we'll see how that works.
Sure. We love a bit of scattered order.
We do. Yep.
Well, Kath, can you tell me a little bit about the origins of the project? What drew you to open this incredible space?
Well, I've always wanted to open a gallery. I'd worked in sort of tech and mostly overseas for the last 17 or so years. So then the opportunity came up to use the previous tenant moved out quickly, and I thought, oh, well, I've finished my fine arts degree, and I sort of thought, oh, it's a good chance to use the space as a gallery between rentals. And then but it's in such an invisible, in quote, area that...
An area I have never heard of.
Yeah, it's down in the White Bay side of Balmain, yeah. So a bit more industrial. And so it was a good chance to reuse the space and sort of thinking about, you know, Marcus Westbury and his Renew Newcastle type thing. So I'm not sure the area needs renewal, but it's a good chance to use the space as a gallery before it gets rented out.
So. Yeah, exactly. And was there a few other vacant
yes,
shops? So, you know, anyone recently. Listening, what Buchanan Street?
Yes, Buchanan Street.
If you're inspired.
Yes, there's a few creative businesses down there. There's a music school and I think it's like a classical music place, which I've actually never seen people in there. So they must use it as a work from home office since COVID.
But yeah. Lots of different things. Now, what is the selection process and what do you aim to showcase when artists you choose to host? Of course, Mark being one of them.
Yeah, well, I go through Instagram and I go through artists that I've seen at other galleries, such as Articulate Project Space, which is a great gallery in Leichhardt. And I've seen some works online and I've got some, you know, digital artist friends online that I use, show some of their work. And I actually met Mark at Articulate, so had a chat to him and he was very interested to come and show his work, so that was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm very grateful for you too.
And this is your first solo exhibition. You've been an artist for many years.
It is. I've been... I've been probably having an apprenticeship for over 30 years, I'd say, but working as a digital artist and then, but also doing my own work in the background. And this is a perfect opportunity. Thank you, Kath, for providing it for me to showcase some of my work.
Yeah. Now, can you explain a little bit about the process of using code to make your, like, don't go on too much.
well, Kath's actually the one that would probably be better to answer that one because she's far more adept at using code. The way I use it is in very simple form, simple JavaScript that I add within proprietary software that is used quite commonly in the graphics industry. So I'm probably using the code that is already part of that. Part of those graphic packages, but I do sort of add little bits to it. I'm trying to sort of learn a lot more, but Kath could speak probably a bit better to that because she's far more adept.
You're a code master from way back.
Yeah, something like that.
So it comes easy to you, right?
I'm not sure about easy. I had to learn the web code because I hadn't done that as much. I'd sort of done more standalone coding, but... for work. I've been using P5.js, which is a JavaScript library, basically uses the web canvas commands, and then it's got its, you know, friendly things to create, you know, lines, circles, rectangles, things like that, and then you just create your own logic or your own algorithms and, you know, program it. And what I do with mine is bring in some 3D models or images or videos as well, and then have the JavaScript code sort of controlling that, and actually put it on the blockchain and use the blockchain metadata to control, so it's sort of host the file, but also, well, on public file servers, but, you know,
okay,
linked to the blockchain.
Sounds very complicated.
Yeah. No, it's not so bad. It's just learning a bit of JavaScript, and you make pretty pictures.
Okay. Now, Kathy, exhibition is called the Augmented Canvas.
Yes.
What does that name mean to you, and how does it relate to your mission?
Well, the way I think of it is a lot of Mark's work involves simulation. Like, he simulated a lot of physics processes and things like that, and also ecology and landscape. And so I think that canvas, I use that as, you know, there's a painting canvas, and but also the canvas on digital works like JavaScript, like P5. So augmented, he's sort of added to that, and so he's expanded upon the default, and he's added his own sort of flair to it. So, but maybe Mark can explain what he mentioned as well.
Who made up the title?
Yeah, I made up the title. I was trying to find one that would sort of be a nice umbrella title that would explain what I do in a couple of words, and sort of, yeah, cover the range of work that I just wanted to show in this exhibition, which sort of runs from using noise patterns. What are they?
To investigate drawing and painting.
Yeah, using technology as a tool to investigate drawing and painting processes, but
and using noise to create errors, and that almost brings in the humanness of it, of the drawing. So it augments the human with the digital, I think, because, you know, when humans make things, we're not perfect, and we have errors introduced ourselves, so it's nice to introduce these errors into the algorithms as well.
There's definitely error involved in the work, but
glitch.
I also sort of use it as a virtual brush, in a sense, so that I've grown up with this technology and used it since its sort of infancy, in a sense, and so I'm sort of pretty comfortable with manipulating it and to do things that I want it to do. And I kind of work intuitively with this type of work, and it's experimental for me, and I'm trying to, I don't have a particular idea to start with. I just work something out and develop it as I go. And then I find out what it's been about. When I come to the end of the process and think, well, I can't add anything more to it, but that's sort of complete, well, that part of it's complete. So it's like a virtual brush for me.
Mm. Well, that's a nice way to do, to actually, rather than know what the outcome is, you start from nothing.
It's that's
quite,
right.
Quite
it's,
good.
It's a bit. I think of it like if you've done textiles with dyeing, and you know, you make a bundle. So you wrap up the leaves into your fabric, and then you put it into the water and, you know, simmer and everything, and then you unwrap it, and it's like this surprise.
Yeah.
You don't know what it's going to
exactly
come out.
Yeah. Well, before we wrap up, how long is the exhibition on for?
It finishes next Saturday on the 20th.
Right.
And we're open on Saturdays and Sundays.
Okay. And what happens after this, after Mark's? You got someone else in?
I'm planning the exhibitions for next year, but yeah.
Are you having a break?
Yeah, I'm having a break in January just for summer holidays, because it's been quite a big last 6 months.
Yeah.
And then yeah, we'll be back next year, and hopefully I'll also have like an online gallery coming in sometime next year as well.
So. Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming in, Kath and Mark. And the address is?
It's 141 2 to 18 Buchanan Street, Balmain.
Okay. So if you're interested, the time, it's in the afternoon as well, isn't it?
Yes.
We've got very limited times here.
Yes.
So whether
midday till 3 p.m.
One, yeah. Okay. Yep. And you might meet Mark down there?
Yeah. I'll be gallery sitting.
Might have a...
Come and have a chat.
Might have a heaps normal. Maybe not. All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks very much.
That was digital artist and creator of the IAS Gallery, Kath O'Donnell, joining me to chat about her gallery and Mark's ongoing exhibition, the Augmented Canvas at the gallery's Balmain space. For more info, head over to 2SER.com, and where we'll have the full story and links to their website.